The scenario that I want to demonstrate in this video is how you can integrate with any system running behind a firewall from CRM Online. The way that this works is that you'll write a web service that runs on a server behind your firewall that uses the Windows Azure Service Bus SDK to make a connection to the Windows Azure Service Bus to enable the relaying of calls to the internet down to this server for code execution. CRM Online will then be configured to make plug-in execution calls through the Windows Azure Service Bus to your code running behind your firewall. And it will pass all the context necessary for this code running behind the firewall to know what was going on in the context of the execution within CRM Online here. So again, the way this works is a user interacts with their CRM user interface. The CRM Online server will be configured such that when a certain action is performed, instead of calling a plugin that's running within the CRM Online environment, it will call a plugin that's running behind your firewall by making a call to the Windows Azure Service Bus, passing the necessary context off to your code. And since your code is running behind your firewall, it can communicate to any system it already has access to. Okay, so let's start by seeing all this in action. So here I have my console application that is using the Windows Azure Service Bus SDK to host a service using the Windows Communication Foundation. And this service has already made the proper connection up to the Windows Azure Service Bus to start listening for relayed messages. So to show everything working, let's go over to my CRM Online instance here. And what I've done is I've already configured CRM Online to make a call to the Windows Azure Service Bus every time an account is created. And this will relay all the context through the service bus down to my running code sitting behind my firewall. So I'll come in here and create a new one. And we'll just call this a service bus test. We'll save and close. And notice what just happened. If I come over here to Visual Studio, you'll see that a breakpoint was hit. What we see here is a call was made to my service that's running behind my firewall, running in this local console application. A call to it was made via CRM Online through the Windows Azure Service Bus, and it passed me all the context from CRM Online that I need. From here, I can do anything with that context, and I can make any calls that are possible from code running on this server. So as long as this server, which is again behind my firewall, can make calls to anything in my enterprise, I can now make calls from CRM Online through the service bus to any system behind my firewall. So if we go down to main here, what we'll see is that this is just a console application that uses the standard service bus SDK code to host a WCS service that is relayed through the service bus. The key here is the fact that it uses this thing called a relay binding. Now, I won't go into great detail about the Windows Azure Service Bus and the relay bindings because there's lots of great material there. But the basic idea here is that this is just a WCF service that uses the Windows Azure Service Bus SDK and these relay bindings to enable something behind the firewall to be exposed to the outside world through the Windows Azure Service Bus. But ultimately, this is just hosting a service of type remote service. Remote service is what we implemented up here. And the key here for this to work out of the box with CRM Online's configuration for this is to use an interface called iService Endpoint Plugin that's part of the CRM SDK. Once you've done that, you can come into the CRM plugin registration tool and basically register messages to be called through the service bus. So to do that, you come in and you say register new service endpoint. In my case, I'm just going to right-click my existing one and say update. So you give it a name. This is just what it's called within CRM Online. You give it a solution namespace. This is the service bus namespace that you've configured. So if we go back to my console application, that's this service bus endpoint right there. And if I come into Windows Azure, into my management portal, that's this service bus namespace that I've created. Again, both the Windows Azure Service Bus documentation and the CRM 2011 SDK walk you through this in great detail. But to create a new one, you just come in here and you say new, You give it a name, you make sure it's got availability, you give it some additional information, and then you create it. Okay, the next thing you need to do is give it the path on the service bus for your service endpoint. So notice over here, there's my service bus namespace slash remote service. So what this is basically saying is that this service right here is exposed through this service endpoint. So I come back over here and I provide that path. I specify whether it's a one-way contract, it's queue-based, it's two-way, or it's REST-based. In this case, we're using one-way. Then you come in and you say save and configure ACS. So in this case, you have to come in and provide your management key. So where do you get that? Well, you come back over to the Windows Azure Management Portal. You grab that key, copy it, paste it right there. Then you have to specify a certificate file. This is the certificate that's used for authentication. So to do that, you have to go over to Windows Azure. To CRM Online. Go to your settings, your customizations, and you have to grab two things, your issuer name, and then you download that certificate. I've already got it, but I'll just save it again. And then I'll just copy this. So we'll go ahead and browse that. We'll grab my certificate. We'll paste the issuer name there, and then you click Configure ACS. So basically what this is going to do is it's going to use the Windows Azure Service Bus APIs, specifically the management APIs, to configure the authentication so that CRM Online can authenticate to the service bus using the certificate. Once we got that, we click Close. Finally, you click Save and Verify Authentication. This will basically test that we can now from CRM Online authenticate to the service bus. It succeeded, so we're good to go, and then we can save that. Now next, what you need to do is you need to come in here and say register a new step. I already have one, so I'll right-click this and update it. And so you come in here and you specify what message, right? So you specify the CRM SDK message that you want to register for. So in this case, create the primary entity. In this case, I'm going to take account. It will predefine the service endpoint you just configured. It'll predefine a name for it. You specify calling user or what context you want this to run under. And then you go ahead and click save or update, depending on where you are. I'll go ahead and cancel out from there. And that's all that's necessary. So by doing this, you register your service endpoint, you register your step. What this does, it tells CRM Online, anytime an account is created, make a call to the service bus, passing the context. So with that, we've got the end-to-end solution working. We've got a service hosted in a console application that uses the Windows Azure Service Bus SDK to connect up and listen. We've got CRM Online configured anytime an account is created to make a call to the service bus, passing the context, and the service bus will relay that call down to my application hosted behind the firewall. From there, I can run any code that this server running on my organization's network can run. So let's watch that in action one more time. I'll come back to our workplace here. We'll create a new account. We'll call this another service bus test. Go ahead and save and close that. Notice we hit our breakpoint, and again, we're behind our firewall now, and we can execute anything we want. And again, we went from CRM Online to the Windows Azure Service Bus to our code running behind our firewall. So we can do whatever we want at this point. So if you scroll up to the remainder of the documentation, There's many other scenarios that you can implement here. It goes into great detail. As I mentioned, you can write a queued listener. I showed you a one-way listener, but you can also implement a two-way listener, so request response. So not only can you send messages to something behind the firewall, but you can send messages, have something process, and return data back to CRM Online in a synchronous fashion. And finally, you can create a REST-based listener as well. So in summary, in this screencast, we showed you how you can build a solution that runs in CRM Online that calls into systems behind your firewall through the Windows Azure Service Bus.